Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and Ghost Energy Drink. Go back to our newsmaker line. Welcoming back to the program, we have Coach Derek Schell from Napoleon joining us here today. Hey, Coach!
Hi, Marco. Nice to be back.
Oh, we thank you for making the time, being back here with us. And, wow, congratulations. Congratulations on an outstanding season and a district championship. It had to feel good to get that district championship over Manchester.
Yeah, no, that was a great win for us. It's only the second district title for us in school history. And then it was great. We set the school record for wins in a season that night. It was a really special night for us.
And it's just been a team. Your team has just been rolling this year, 10-0 on the season. We had a chance to talk. I think the last time we had a conversation was before your game against Michigan Center, which, I mean, that was a tough game for you guys. It really came down to the wire. You really haven't had a whole lot of close ones this year.
Yeah, Michigan Center, obviously they're a talented team. They had a lot of great skill athletes. You know, in the first matchup with Manchester was a nail-biter, 25-30. Mm-hmm. And then I think that the other really close one we had was Union City in that crossover championship. And those have been some great wins for us. You know, we talk about, you know, how we can't take any plays off and every single one's going to be important. You know, that Michigan Center game really came down to a two-point conversion that we stopped. Those are the plays we didn't make a year ago when we went 6-3.
Mm-hmm. Last year's team to this year's team. And I we talked about this, I think, the last couple times, but just to refresh our listeners' memory. Last year, 6-3. Before that, year before that, I think it was a two-win team. How much, and I mean, you've got a lot of seniors who experienced and lived through a lot of that. How much with what they experienced the last two seasons is playing into the success that you have this year?
Oh, it's everything. You know, our guys, what they've been through the last couple of years, it's just given them a different mindset going through. They're not taking any of this for granted. And we talked yesterday at the end of practice about what we're doing, and like, you know, there's a tradition that you bring up 10th graders and sophomores to the varsity. We talk to those guys about, you know, coming up. It's not about you guys getting reps and all that stuff. It's about you guys seeing what the expectation of the seniors have set, and it's a chance for the seniors to kind of spread that legacy of what varsity football at Napoleon is going to be about in the future. That all comes from the experiences they've had as 10th and 11th graders, that varsity senior class.
Yeah, and the experiences that they're having this year. I mean, this is a season that they're going to carry with them for a lifetime, regardless of what happens Friday. This season, they're going to carry with them for a lifetime. Great memories for those seniors on your team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime you can have a season where you match your win totals in the previous three seasons combined, it's a great year. You know, the goal is that we're setting a new standard, and this is what you can expect, hopefully, from Napoleon football moving forward, is that we're going to, you know, compete for a league championship and make a run in the playoffs every single year.
Derek Schell joining us, head coach of the Napoleon Football Pirates. Derek, I want to talk about Bart Larentz a little bit. He broke, you know, we mentioned Michigan Center, how appropriate earlier. He broke the all-time rushing record for rushing yards for Napoleon, the long-standing record?
Yeah, he broke a record that was set in 1994 by a guy who coached at the Michigan Center now.
Yeah.
But he broke the single season rushing record with an amazing performance in the district final. He rushed for 246 yards last Friday and broke that single season rushing record. And it's just a great moment for him. He's a guy who's put a lot of work in. He was one of those guys that was up at 6 a.m. every day over the spring and into the summer, just putting work in the weight room. You know, he only had about 700 yards last year. He's got 1,100. If we win a couple, or he's got 1,800 now. 1,100 more than he did last season. And if we win a couple of games, a couple more games, he might have three times as many yards as he had the year before.
At the high school level, where you find a lot of guys who try to dance and try to have that finesse once they penetrate the hole, what I like about what Bart does is he just runs through you. He'll put up a stiff arm, run you over. He is just that rare, lot of power, I'm going to run through you, running back for you guys. And he's just been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's Bart Lorette in a nutshell. You know, we talk about, you know, to some of the younger running backs, about the really neat thing that he does is, you know, a play where he might get tackled in the backfield for a one-yard loss, you know, he's finding a way to get back to the line of scrimmage and fall forward and get us a three-yard gain. And that allows us to stay on schedule and keep running the ball. We just talked about that on the play. You know, it was second and seven. He gets hit for a one-yard loss. You know, spins forward off the tackle and falls forward, and now it's third and four, and we can do anything we want at that time.
Yeah. Some of the other kids on the team that have really made an impact this postseason for you, can you highlight some of the other kids for us?
Our juniors right now, they're really stepping up. We had Graham Bradley last Friday threw for 200 and some yards and four touchdowns. And that was something we haven't showcased a lot. But what a lot of people don't know is he's closing in on the single-season passing record as well. You know, we have Bart Lorette's running the ball for 1,800 yards, and Grant just eclipsed 1,200 yards passing on the season. And he's got 12 rushing touchdowns and another 12 in the air. So he's a big weapon for us. And then guys like Mason Roth, KK, Caden Fowler, and Holden Van Poppel, another group of juniors who are just doing great things for us all over the field.
Yeah, and it's nice to know. I know you got a lot of seniors who are contributing this year, but when you have all those juniors who are stepping up right now, the future looks bright for Napoleon football.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I'm excited for what the future holds for these guys.
But let's not look too far ahead. Let's talk about this Friday. You've got a regional game against a pretty good Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, and you're on the road for the first time this postseason. I'm assuming you've had a chance to check out Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central on tape. Tell us, what are your concerns about this team heading into this game Friday?
They have a lot of speed, a lot of speed in the skill positions. You know, they're going to run a traditional T offense like you see in Addison and Union City ran a little bit against us, but they're a lot faster in the backfield. They have a guy who was third in the state in the 100-meter dash running the ball back there. And they've been plagued by injuries, you know, we've seen throughout the season. And we had the all-region meeting with their coach. He talked about that. But they have some really elite skill guys out there and a couple of large humans. Their right tackle, I mean, is a mammoth of a man who we have to be able to handle. I like the matchup of our 73, Michael Humphreys, against him. But we got to keep those skill guys contained.
What's the secret sauce to that, then? I mean, what can we expect when we watch the game? What's your plan here?
We're going to play smash mouth football like we've been playing all season. I mean, that's what we hang our hat on. We talk, you know, there is no secret formula to stopping the tee or playing defense. You just got to pursuit of the ball, tackle, be physical.
Few of the games where you've really been challenged, the part of that formula has got you to where you are today, being able to, because there's teams that are 10-0 that haven't had any type of challenges, haven't had to overcome adversity at all this season. Those games, those close ones like Center, Union City, how much of that is kind of helping you right now at this point of the season?
I mean, those are going to be huge. The Manchester game was a close one too, and we look back at that. That was week three. We played them week 11, and when you can see the progress we've made from the close games to a 42-13 route, you feel pretty good about that and where you've come from. But you know, you have to be forged in the fire, and when you get in those close games, that's big. And a lot of these players were there and a part of that process last year when we came up short in those close battles, and now they are. You know, you never want to go into a game never being battle, or you never want to go into a fight not being battle tested. I think these guys have shown that they are. You know, big plays against Michigan Center, Grass Lake and Manchester, Union City. Those are always. It's always good to know that your guys are going to perform when it counts.
Coach Derek Schell joining us here from Napoleon. I know the task at hand is this Friday. You have to win this one in order to advance. On the horizon, if Lumen takes care of business on Friday, it's possible we could have that Napoleon-Lumen matchup. What would that matchup mean to you?
I mean, it would mean a chance to go to the to Ford Field, which is the goal of every team. I think, you know, when you look at SMCC and Lumen Christi, those are two very similar programs. You know, I think of late, SMCC has really had a little bit more success than Lumen Christi has. Not that Lumen Christi is anything to knock, but these are just programs that have had sustained success over the long haul. I think that's, you know, kind of where everybody wants to be. We talked about the new standard at Napoleon. And I think beating SMCC would be a great build, a great win going into that battle against Lumen Christi. We talked about on Friday what teams have done in the past mean nothing other than it builds a culture of winning. But it doesn't affect who they have and what they have right now. And that's all that really matters on Friday.
Coach Derek Schell joining us here. Coach, congratulations on an outstanding season. We're wishing you the best of luck coming up this Friday. Anything left untouched that you feel our listeners need to know about your team or what's going to happen this Friday?
No, Mark, I think you did a great job covering everything.
All right, well, Coach, again, good luck. And, hey, I tell you what, let's have a conversation next week after a win this Friday. Can we put that on the calendar?
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, Coach. Have a great day. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Coach Derek Schell joining us here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.